Warning: there are significant elements of risk in any activity associated with riding a horse or any other saddle animal and the use of any related equipment. Please recognize that there are inherent dangers in the use or presence of any equine or saddle animal, including the risk of serious injury and death. The buyer and user of this recording accepts all responsibility of use. Julie Goodnight and Goodnight Training Stables Incorporated is not responsible for any accident from the use or misuse of this recording. The information contained in this recording is based on the research and experience of its creator, Julie Goodnight, and is intended for informational purposes only. Private Lessons with Julie Goodnight, Theory and Workout, is intended to help you increase your existing skill level and knowledge of theory as it pertains to horseback riding. The instructions and advice presented are in no way intended as a substitute for supervision or instruction from your equine professional. Consult your healthcare professional and your equine professional before beginning this or any other horseback riding program. The creators, producers, and distributors of Private Lessons with Julie Goodnight disclaim any liability or loss in connection with the exercises, instructions, and advice herein. Within 30 days of purchase, we will be happy to refund the purchase price of this audio recording to anyone who cannot accept these conditions.
I am Julie Goodnight, and this recording will be a 30-minute mounted workout. Before we begin the mounted workout, let's take a few minutes to review safety. To attempt this mounted workout, you should have good control of your horse at a walk, trot, and canter. If you do not have this minimal riding skill, you should not attempt this workout. Also, as with any form of physical exercise, do not attempt any activity that causes discomfort or pain. And if there is any question about your health and fitness, be sure to consult a physician before you attempt this workout. Now for your personal safety check. First, I'd like you to check your personal attire. Make sure that you have on proper footwear, that you have a boot with a heel and a smooth sole, that you have a helmet on, and that it's properly fitted and the chin strap is snug. And if you wear shafts or gloves, make sure you have those ready to go as well. Secondly, check your horse. You want to be sure to be riding a quiet, comfortable horse that is responsive and obedient, allowing you to focus on your own riding instead of having to worry about the horse. Finally, I'd like you to check your tack. Make sure the bridle is properly adjusted, the brow band is even, the bit is sitting evenly in the horse's mouth, the throat latch is fastened in order to hold the bridle on. Check that all connections are properly fastened, and check your saddle as well. Make sure that the stirrups are even and properly adjusted for you. Check all of the buckles and make sure the straps are in their keepers. Make sure that any place where metal meets leather is not worn and the stitching is in good shape. Doing a thorough tack check before you get up on a horse is a good, safe habit to get into. Finally, before you put your foot in the stirrup to get on any horse at any time, always check your cinch or your girth one more time and make sure it is adequately tight. So before we begin our mounted workout, take your horse into the arena, get mounted and comfortable, and we'll begin our mounted workout with a warm-up. If you will be riding with other horses and riders in the arena, make sure you stay attentive to traffic flow and spacing. This mounted workout is geared for intermediate and above riders that can walk, trot, and canter. Do not attempt any part of this mounted workout unless you have competency riding at the walk, trot, and canter. Turn the tape off now until you're ready to begin the mounted workout. Let's begin on the rail tracking right at a walk. When I say track right, I mean when you get to the corner of the arena, you should be making a right-hand turn. Before we get started on using the natural aids, let's review position, because until you are balanced and in proper position, you will not be able to use the aids properly and effectively. Still on the rail tracking right at a walk, let's start with our head-to-toe inventory and review the balanced position. Remember, what we're striving for here is ear, shoulder, hip, and heel alignment. Let's start at the top and work our way down. Your eyes should be focused far off ahead, just as if you were driving a car and looking where you're going. Your ears should be in alignment with your shoulders. The back of your neck is straight and touching your collar. Your shoulders should be long and relaxed, hanging straight down. Your sternum should be lifted so that your rib cage and your shoulders are in a neutral position, not rounded forward nor pressed back. Make sure your shoulders are directly over your hips. Leaning forward even a fraction of an inch can cause big problems in your riding. Remember the importance of having a flat lower back? Remember we talked in part one about opening your pelvis. Imagine that you are a cat and that you have a long tail, and you can reach between your legs, grab that tail, and pull up on it in order to open your pelvis. You'll know when your back is flat and your pelvis is open and you are in proper position because you will be able to feel the motion of your horse's back. You will feel his back move in a right, left fashion, lifting your right hip when the horse pushes off the ground with his right hind leg and then again with the left. If your pelvis is closed at all, you will not feel this motion in the horse's back. I'd like you to prepare to reverse your horse now, look to the right, gently pick up on the right rein and ask your horse to do a half circle reverse and come back to the rail, tracking left. Let's continue with our position inventory as you walk on the rail, tracking left. Your pelvis is open so that all of your weight is on your two seat bones and there is no weight at all on your crotch. When you begin to close your pelvis, you'll feel weight come onto your crotch. That should be a signal to you that you're closing your pelvis. Open the pelvis even more and lift the weight off of your crotch. Remember, as you open your pelvis, you're going to lengthen the backside of your legs and allow your weight to sink down into your heels. And again, focusing on ear, shoulder, hip, and heel alignment, make sure that your foot is underneath your seat, your leg is hanging straight down in a very comfortable and neutral and relaxed fashion, and because your pelvis is open and you've lengthened the backside of your legs, you have more weight sinking into your heels, and you are not pressing on the ball of your foot, but your foot is resting lightly on the stirrup. Let's review arm position one more time. Again, your shoulders are long and relaxed. Your upper arm is caressing your rib cage so that your elbows are just a little bit in front of the rib cage, and your hand is reaching for the horse's mouth with a straight line from your elbow to the horse's mouth. If your horse has a very low head set, as many quarter horses do, your hands are going to be quite low. If your horse has a high head set, like an upright horse such as a Morgan or a Tennessee Walker, then your hands might be up a little bit higher. The elevation of your hands depends entirely on the elevation of your horse's head. As he raises and lowers his head, your hands should automatically adjust so that you can always maintain that straight line from your elbow to your horse's mouth. Okay, I would like you to prepare to make a circle left. Turn your eyes and body as a unit. As you ask your horse to circle, take note of where you leave the rail, and if you make a nice big round arcing circle, you should come back to the rail at the same point at which you left the rail. Swivel your body and keep your hands moving as a unit with your rib cage, but do not lean into the turn. Don't turn your shoulders past your hips. Let your torso stay together as a unit. Finish your circle and come back to the rail, tracking left at a walk. Now, I would like you to reverse across the diagonal. So continue along the rail until you pass the short side of the arena and then make a left-hand turn so that you walk diagonally across the arena to the opposite corner. Ride a straight line as you come across the diagonal. Focus far ahead and make sure you're centered on your horse, equal weight on both seat bones. Keep the horse moving straight between your legs and hands. Make sure that your hands are reaching forward to define a tunnel for your horse to move through. When you get to the opposite corner, turn right so that you're now tracking right at a walk. Always remember to periodically go back and check your position inventory, ear, shoulder, hip, and heel alignment. Is your ear over your shoulder and your shoulders back over your hips? Is your sternum lifted? Are your shoulders long and relaxed? Is your back flat and are you feeling that right-left motion of the horse's back? Stretch up through your spine and lighten the load on your seat bones. Open your pelvis and lengthen and stretch down into your lower body so that your weight is into your heels. Prepare to circle right now. Turning your eyes and body as a unit, circle the horse to the right. Take note of where you left the rail and make a nice big round arcing circle. Don't lean into the turn. Keep your spine centered over your horse's spine. Feel your outside leg lengthen as your inside shortens and the horse arcs in his turn. Your outside leg drops back and down to keep the horse's hip in, and you'll feel the inside of your horse's back fill up into your seat as he bends, and your inside or right leg gently presses in at the girth to keep the horse's shoulder elevated and to create the bend. And now, you're back on the rail, tracking right at a walk. Let's review the gears of the seat now before we move into trot work and practice some upward and downward transitions. Remember, right now you should be riding in the neutral gear. Equal weight on both seat bones, your weight stretching straight up and out of the saddle, lightening the load on your horse's back, but maintaining contact with your seat bones. Let's practice the downward transition to the halt first. Prepare to halt by inhaling and then exhale, compress your spine, rotate your seat bones forward, plugging them into the horse's back. A slight closing of the elbow makes a connection from your hands to your seat and ask the horse to halt. As soon as you feel the horse begin to respond, release the cue and come back to neutral. You can always reapply the cue if necessary. Don't hold the cue continuously. Rather, shift into reverse, neutral, reverse, neutral, shortening the reins to add a little bit more pressure from your seat and hands each time until the horse stops. You should not need to ask more than 3 times. This is often referred to as ask, tell, and command. And now, prepare for the upward transition. You're going to shift into forward gear by inhaling, letting your rib cage expand, and giving a release to the horse's mouth, moving your center of gravity slightly forward as your legs close on the horse. So all 3 primary aids are giving a consistent signal to the horse. Continue forward for a moment and allow your horse to move straight and forward. Do a quick position inventory, ear, shoulder, hip and heel, open pelvis, hands in position. And now let's prepare for the downward transition to the halt. Again, exhale, shift into reverse gear by compressing the spine and rotating the seat bones forward, close the elbows, sink into your heels, and ask the horse to halt. Remember to release the cue and reapply if necessary. Don't hold the cue continuously. Okay, continuing on at a walk now. Inhale, shift into forward gear. As you expand your lungs, your hands will naturally give a release. Your center of gravity moves slightly forward so that a little bit of weight comes onto your crotch. At the same time, your legs close on the horse. Let's bump our warm-up now into a trot. Still tracking right at the walk, I want you to prepare for the upward transition to the posting trot. So inhale, give a little bump, bump, bump with your calves as you shift into forward gear and give a release with your hands and ask your horse for a nice, long, easy trot. I like to post the trot as my horses are warming up to get a little more weight off the horse's back and allow them to warm up thoroughly. Let's review position again as you continue on at the posting trot. Still, you should have ear, shoulder, hip, and heel alignment. Remember that as you rise to post, you're going to let the energy of the horse's back thrust you up into the standing position, just like if you were bouncing your bottom on a trampoline. You're going to rise up from your thighs and not from the stirrup. Roll up onto your thighs, and you'll actually lengthen your heel as you rise. That's how you know you're rising from your thighs and not from the stirrup. If you push up from the stirrup when you post, your heel will come up and your legs will shorten. So as you rise with each beat of the trot, feel a flexing down in your heels as you rise. Think of pushing up from your heels and not from the ball of your foot, rising up from your thighs. Prepare to circle to the right now and make a big circle at least 60 to 70 feet in diameter, much bigger than the walk circle. Take note of where you leave the rail. Scribe the circle with your eyes. If your horse breaks into a walk, you probably made the circle too small and he was unable to maintain his cadence. Now, nice big round arcing circle and come back to the rail, still tracking right at a posting trot. And now, let's move on to the sitting trot. Sit back a little bit more and make sure your shoulders are over your hips and your pelvis is well open. You may feel your horse naturally slow down. The most important thing at the sitting trot is that your pelvis is as open as it can be, so that it has the full range of motion to absorb the lift in the horse's back. Remember that your pelvis is going to move up and down in order to absorb the movement in the horse's back at the trot. As you open your pelvis, feel your legs lengthen so that your weight comes into your heels. If you're having difficulty sitting the trot, you may want to try lifting weight off of your stirrup so that gravity is helping hold you down onto the horse's back. Make sure you have good ear-to-shoulder alignment and shoulder-to-hip alignment. Your shoulders are long and relaxed so that all of your energy is sinking down onto your horse. And now, I would like you to prepare to circle to the right at the sitting trot. Use your eyes to initiate the turn. Spiral down through your body. Your spinal column and body are moving together as a unit. Feel your weight stretch into the outside stirrup while your inside leg comes slightly forward to give your horse a point to bend around. Finish your circle and come back to the rail, tracking right at the sitting trot. Now I would like you to reverse across the diagonal again at the sitting trot. So come all the way down the short side of the arena, and when you complete the short side, make a right-hand turn, head to the opposite corner, ride a nice straight line at the sitting trot, take a far-off focus, and when you get to the opposite side of the arena, track left. Remember to keep your eyes focused ahead and your hands reaching forward to guide your horse straight through the tunnel. Continue on with the reverse across the diagonal until you are on the rail at a sitting trot, tracking left. I would like you to lengthen the trot now and move into a posting trot. Begin posting when you feel the horse push you up and out of the saddle. Let the horse set the rhythm of your posting and do not rise any higher than you have to. Remember, it's like bouncing your bottom on a trampoline. Remember to rise from your thighs so your heels flex down. Every time you rise, your heels should lengthen as your hips move forward. Make sure your hands stay in proper position and you're not moving your hands with your lower body. Your hands should be reaching towards the horse's mouth and be in front of the saddle. If you find your hands are behind the saddle, it means your reins are too long. Prepare to make a big 60 to 70 foot circle to the left at the posting trot. Turn your eyes first, swivel through your shoulders and rib cage. Feel the swivel all the way down into your seat and feel your outside lengthen so you're not leaning into the turn, but you're staying very centered on the horse's back. Again, a round circle begins and ends in the same point. Remember, we want the horse to bend and arc through the turn. We want him to arc his entire body and not lean into the turn. Continue your circle left and come back to the rail, tracking left at the posting trot. Let's transition now to the sitting trot. Come all the way back to the vertical and balanced position. Do an inventory check. Ear to shoulder and shoulder to hip alignment. Your sternum is lifted, your spine is lengthened, and most importantly, your pelvis is open and relaxed and absorbing the lift in the horse's back. You are not pressing on the stirrup, but allowing your weight to sink down into your heels and onto your horse's back. You should feel a rhythmic flexing in your heels with each stride of the trot. If you're sitting the trot well, you should begin to feel the lateral motion of the trot. Feel your seat bones move in a right-left fashion. Do not let that lateral motion come into your shoulders or cause your hips to shift in the saddle from side to side. Keep your shoulders, spine, and hips squarely forward. Prepare to circle left at the sitting trot. Eyes first, swivel through your body, lengthen in the outside and shorten on the inside. Your outside leg wraps down and around the horse's barrel to keep his hip into the turn. Your inside leg comes slightly forward toward the horse's girth to keep his shoulder up and give him a point to bend around. And you come back to the rail at the same spot that you left. Now the horse should be moving straight and forward at a sitting trot, tracking left. And now, prepare to walk and remember the gears of your seat. As you exhale, compress your spine, rotate your seat, plug into the horse's back, close slightly with your elbows, and ask the horse to walk. As soon as you get a response from your horse, maybe that's even before he actually walks, but when you feel a change in your horse, always release the cue so that the horse knows that he is doing the right thing. You can always reapply the cue if necessary, but always err on the side of the release. While we're at the walk and letting the horse catch his breath on a nice long rein, let's take this opportunity to review your position and the use of the aids while turning the horse. Before you can use the aids effectively, you have to make sure you're in the balanced position and that all of your joints are relaxed and fluid. Check your ear, shoulder, hip, and heel alignment. Lift the sternum, lengthen your shoulders, open the pelvis so that your lower back is flat. You want your shoulders to remain square and your rib cage lifted so that your upper body is independent of the motion that occurs in your seat and your hands can remain still. Make sure your weight is in your heels in a relaxed fashion. Your heel is directly underneath your hip. Your upper arms are connected to your rib cage. Your hands are reaching for the horse's mouth with a straight line from your elbow to the horse's mouth. And your thumbs are up so that your hands are not flat. I want you to prepare to make a small arcing circle to the left. Turn your eyes, shoulders, and rib cage as a unit. Stretch down on the outside and elevate the inside. Do not lean into the turn. You should be lifting slightly up on the inside rein, not down. See if you can feel the arc in the horse's back as his inside back muscles fill up into your inside seat. Prepare again to circle to the left in a nice small 10 or 15 foot circle. Use your eyes first. Swivel your body, shoulders, rib cage, down through your hips, stretching to the outside stirrup, and feel as your horse arcs his back, feel the outside of his back lengthen and drop down. The inside of his back bunches up, and you feel an elevation in your inside seat bone as your inside leg gently presses into the girth, asking the horse to bend. Very good. If you're feeling it some of the time, consider it a big success. Once you become aware of the feel of how your horse moves his body, you'll be able to influence and enhance his motion in more subtle ways. Again, circle to the left, and this time I want you to focus on what your legs are doing. As you stretch into your outside stirrup, your outside or right leg will reach back and down around the horse's barrel as you push him around the turn, and your inside or your left leg will move forward from your heel in towards the horse's girth and encourage the horse to keep his shoulder up and bend in the turn. Now, make a half circle to the left to reverse direction and go back to the rail tracking right at a walk. First, apply the left turning aids. Make sure that your eyes are out in front of you, giving your horse direction. And as you come back to the rail, change your eyes and your aids and turn right and feel the balance change in the horse as he arcs to the right. Now, it's important to always work your horse equally on both sides. We just did about 3 circles to the left. So now we have to do that many circles to the right. So let's have you do about a 10 or 15 foot circle to the right. Eyes initiate the turn. Shoulders, arms, and rib cage swivel through the turn. Make sure you're not leaning into the turn but staying centered over your horse. You're stretching down into the outside stirrup. Your inside leg comes forward and in. Take a few steps in a straight line on the rail and then ask your horse to circle again to the right. Imagine that your body is turning the horse now instead of your hands. Don't turn your chin further than your body can follow. Remember, your chin, chest, and spinal column is going to move as a unit. Remember that you're going to elevate the inside. It's never proper to pull down on a rein for any reason. The pull on the rein should always be towards your hip, which is generally going to be a slightly upward pull. Again, circle right, initiating the turn with your eyes, swiveling down through your body. All of your aids are now moving together as a unit. Your outside leg is stretching down and wrapping around the horse's barrel, while your inside or right leg is reaching forward towards the horse's girth and keeping his shoulder up and creating that bend in the horse's barrel. By practicing turning the horse in this manner, using your eyes and your body as a unit, it won't be long before you can turn your horse without holding onto the reins at all. Going straight now on the rail at a walk, tracking right, now is a good time to do a quick position inventory. Check ear, shoulder, hip, and heel alignment. Your pelvis is open, your back is flat, all of your weight is on your 2 seat bones because you are riding in the neutral position now. Your weight is stretching straight up from those 2 seat bones to lighten the load on your horse's back and on your own seat. Now we are ready to move up into the final stage of our mounted workout, and that's going to be a little bit of canter work. Remember, if you do not feel confident to canter, that's okay. Just continue this workout at the trot. There's an old saying in horsemanship, and it's as true today as it was 1,000 years ago. It says the best way to improve the canter is to improve the trot. So don't get in a hurry to canter. Practice these workouts over and over, and eventually you'll be ready to canter. If you are ready to canter, we're going to do that now. But first, you should stop your horse and reach down and check the tightness of your girth and adjust it if necessary. Turn the recording off if you need to adjust your tack before we canter. What I would like you to do now is prepare your horse for the sitting trot. Inhale, shift into forward gear, give a little bump, bump, bump with your calves, and ask the horse for the sitting trot. Now, we need to let the horse know something different is coming. So I want you to shorten up slightly on the horse's reins, and at the same time, you close your legs on the horse's side to give the horse some warning that a cue is coming. And now prepare him to canter or lope by giving a little outside leg, which in this case will be your left leg. And when you're ready to ask the horse to canter, pump with your seat and give a little release with your reins, maybe even make the kissing noise, and ask the horse to canter. Check to make sure that your horse is on the correct lead. We'll talk about what that feels like in the next audio series. The horse should be on the rail at a canter on the right lead. I want you to prepare to circle right, make an even bigger circle than at a trot, at least a 70 to 80 foot diameter circle, and circle now, eyes first, swivel your body, keep your hands down so that you're not stopping the horse, push, push, push with your seat like you're pumping a swing. Keep the horse's rhythm going. Heels should be circling down with every stride as your hips make a circle. Your heels should pump down, 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 down. And now we're going to practice some transitions at the canter. I want you to prepare for the sitting trot and exhale, shift into reverse gear, and ask for the sitting trot. Pull your horse together. Ride through the transition. Pull your horse together, ears, shoulder, hip, and heel alignment. Open the pelvis, lengthen in the heel. And now again, prepare your horse to canter. Pick up on the reins, add a little leg, and when he's ready, cue him to canter with outside leg, a push of the seat, and a release of the reins. Very nice. And again, prepare for the sitting trot. And exhale, shift into reverse gear momentarily until the horse transitions down to the sitting trot. If you need to, shift into reverse again a couple of more times in a half halt until he's slow and steady at the sitting trot. A half halt is when you shift into reverse gear but apply leg at the same time in order to collect and rebalance your horse. And let's try that set of transitions one more time. Gather your horse up, prepare him for the canter, and when you're ready, ask him to canter by giving outside leg, a pump of the swing, and a kissing sound. Excellent. Heels flexing down now with every stride. As your hips make a circle, your heels flex down, down, down. And prepare for the sitting trot. And exhale, shift into reverse gear, and ask the horse for the sitting trot with a series of half halts, and now downward transition to the walk. Exhale, shift into reverse gear again, and ask the horse to walk. Now you should be on the rail, tracking right at a walk. While you and your horse are catching your breath before we try a left lead canter, let me remind you about the downward transition. If you pull back on the reins in the downward transition, you should be feeling an increase of weight in your seat bones. If you are pulling back on the reins and pulling your body forward and off of your seat bones, remember that you are lying to your horse. You are telling him to stop and go at the same time. This causes a great deal of frustration for the horse and may cause him to raise his head, speed up, or fall onto his forehand. For the downward transition, the pull on the reins must come from your seat first and from the connection with your elbows and arms to your rib cage through to your seat, just like we practiced on part A of this recording while you were sitting at the table. Let's practice the turning aids one more time in preparation for the left lead canter. I want you to prepare for a half circle reverse to the right and go back to the rail tracking left. So turning your eyes and body as a unit, keeping your chin in alignment with your spine, ask your horse to make a half circle to the right, don't lean into the turn, and as you come back to the rail, shift your eyes and your aids and slowly turn your head back around to the left and ask the horse to track left. Okay, the last stage of our workout is going to be a left lead canter. I want you to slowly gather up on your reins, pick your horse up a little bit so that he knows something's coming, inhale as you shift into forward gear and ask for the sitting trot. Now again, gather your horse up a little bit more, shorten your reins, and apply leg at the same time So you collect your horse's energy and prepare him for the canter. When you're ready, ask him to canter, pushing with the seat and using the outside leg. Remember that your hips are making a circle. Your elbows remain at your side. Your upper arms stay connected to your rib cage, and your shoulders and arms are relaxed and still, eyes focused ahead. Prepare to circle to the left now, making at least a 70 to 80 foot circle. If your horse breaks gait in the circle, it's probably because your circle was too small. You are aiming to make a round and arcing circle with a steady rhythm. Very good. Let's practice some transitions now. Prepare for the sitting trot and exhale, shift into reverse gear and ask the horse to trot. See if your horse will begin to transition down just from your seat aid and breathing. Use a series of half halts by shifting into reverse at the same time you apply leg to rebalance and collect your horse. Now, gather your horse back up and prepare him for the canter. Shifting into forward gear, giving a little outside leg, a push of the seat, and ask the horse for canter. Stretching up, sitting back with your shoulders over your hips, circling with your hips, make sure your heels are flexing down with every circle of the hips, and again, prepare the horse for the sitting trot, exhale, shift into reverse, ask for the sitting trot, stay with your horse, stay soft and relaxed to absorb the motion of the horse, and do not press or brace on the stirrup. Prepare one more time for the canter departure. Gather your horse, shorten your reins, give a little outside leg, and when you're ready, push with the seat and ask the horse to canter. And now, prepare for the trot and exhale. Shift into reverse gear, ask the horse to trot. Stay together with the horse. Finish the transition with a series of half halts, ride him into a steady rhythm. And prepare to walk and exhale, shift into reverse gear, and ask the horse to walk. Now, as we let the horse cool down, it's a good idea to give him a longer rein. A nice loose rein so the horse can stretch down long and low and relax as he slows his heart rate and cools down a little bit. This is a good time to review some of the things we've talked about in both recordings. We've talked at length about the importance of balance and rhythm. Both your balance and rhythm come from having proper position, ear, shoulder, hip, and heel alignment. Hopefully by now you're beginning to develop a sense of the primary things you need to work on. Do you have a tendency to tense your shoulders? Do you have a tendency to jut your chin out in front? Do you have a tendency to close your pelvis, raise your heels, or maybe your tendency is to keep your lower leg out in front of you? Learn to analyze your own equitation and know where your natural flaws are, and develop a constant reminder in your head so you can improve your own equitation every time you ride. Remember the importance of having proper arm position, with your upper arm connected to your rib cage and your hand stretching forward towards the horse's mouth in a straight line. Your hand should always be in front of the saddle. If they're coming back behind the saddle, it simply means the reins are too long. Remember to use the gears of your seat and your natural aids, all of the aids, all of the time. You ride mostly in the neutral gear with equal weight on both seat bones, no weight at all on your crotch. You should have a connection with your upper arms to your rib cage, and your weight is in your heels. When you want the horse to slow down or stop, you shift momentarily into the reverse gear by exhaling, compressing the spine, plugging your seat bones into the horse's back as if it were an outlet, and sinking down into your heels. At the same time, a slight closing of the elbows applies a passive resistance to the horse's mouth, and that resistance at his mouth causes an increase in pressure on your seat bones. That way, all of your aids are giving the same signal to the horse. In the upward transition, you're going to inhale, and because of the connection of your upper arms to your rib cage, as your rib cage expands, there is a release on the horse's mouth, and your center of gravity moves slightly forward as a signal to the horse to move his center of gravity forward. And as your upper body moves very slightly forward, your lower legs will move very slightly back to close on the horse. So again, your seat, legs, and hands are all giving the same signal to the horse. Reviewing the aids one more time for turning, you're going to initiate the turn with your eyes, always looking where you're going first, Keep your chin in alignment with your spinal column. Swivel down through your body, keeping your spinal column centered on the horse, not leaning to either side, but allowing your weight to stretch down to the outside so that your outside leg lengthens and your inside leg shortens as it comes towards the horse's girth, slightly forward, and causes the horse to elevate the inside shoulder and bend around the turn. This concludes our mounted workout. And make sure to thank your horse by reaching down and rubbing him on the withers. I look forward to working with you again in the future as we strive for excellence. Until then, good riding.